We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Pat Shurmur Report, brought to you by Toyota. Dear driver, hurry in and save. Toyota, let's go places. And also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. The head football coach of the Giants is Pat Shurmur. Coach, welcome. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you?
All right, Coach. It was a tough opener. Before I start, let me give you a chance to make an opening statement about your thoughts about yesterday.
Yeah, certainly it was a disappointing way to start. You know, I think, we moved the ball early. We had a couple opportunities to score to get the score closer. And then certainly the score stretched out on us. They made some big plays in the passing game against us. And then that's how the game played out. So, you know, it's a first game. As I mentioned, we're disappointed in the outcome of that game, not discouraged. We've got some young players in there, but we expect them to execute and play better. There's no excuses. And we just got to get to work and get ready to play Buffalo.
All right. Everybody overreacts to week one in the NFL. It happens every year. I mean, everyone who's winning is going to a Super Bowl. Everyone who's losing is never going to win a game. We understand how that happens. But
right. Some
specifics, because for the most part, there was a couple of positives. Let me start with them. Number one, the pass block in the offensive line was much improved, especially the right side. You can see what they bring. So from a pass blocking standpoint, Eli had, for the most part, plenty of time. Not like last year, he got killed in Dallas. So I think that's a distinct positive. The offensive line is going to be significantly upgraded from a pass blocking standpoint.
No question. I think we've made improvements there. And then I think I would also agree that the run blocking was much better. I think some of the young players we have in there playing developed, and then we added a couple new guys that'll help us.
No question. The right side is significant. Now the right side can really pass block, no question. And you have to be positive about your tight end, who can be a very big player. And Barkley needs no introduction. Only issue I have with the offense was obviously third down was not good. And number two, you moved the ball too well to only score that many points.
We did, and first off, you know, we only had four possessions in the first half. We scored on the first one. We got bogged down on those two plays that killed the drive, where we could have gotten more points. And you're right. When we get down there, we got to score, and we have the ability to do it. We did it through the last half of last year and through the preseason, and I expect that we will.
I didn't like the not going to Barkley on the two short down plays. On fourth down, he got screwed because they tackled Shepard. He should have been a penalty. There's no question. I mean, but how about going away from Barkley on those plays?
I don't think we did. I mean, one of them was a design throw to him, where they said it was whatever it was. But, no, I don't think so. There was other short yardage situations when we did go to him. And, he touched the ball, I think, six or seven times in the first 17 plays, and that's just sort of the way it played out there. Makes sense to get him involved. We understand it, and he's an outstanding player.
All right, now the negative side. The defense was a disaster. I mean, no pass rush, which is where you start, and they just absolutely had their way. Turned slants into huge plays, missed assignments, missed tackles. I know there's young players, but that was a dreadful defensive effort.
We need to be better there, certainly. You're always trying to get pressure. And there were a couple times we did where Dak made great throws. And then, so we got to do a better job there. And then certainly just the fundamentals of playing coverage. You know, I think make sure we maintain our leverage. Had a couple opportunities that just, you know, there were throws below the sticks where you just tackle them.
Yep.
Just the fundamentals of it. And I think, you know, I look to make big improvements between week one and two.
Do you feel, I mean, it was very hard to tell in preseason. In preseason now, it's so hard to tell anything because of how little everybody plays. So it's very hard to tell things like in the old days. But from a standpoint of the unit, I would figure you were expecting more. Did you expect to struggle that much with your pass rush, or were you surprised you struggled that much with your pass rush?
I don't know. You know, I feel like we've made improvements, but it's got to show up, you know, and I think as we just keep working at it, we'll see better production there.
Did you feel that it was more of an issue of playing so many young players, that you had so many missed assignments and missed tackles yesterday?
I don't know so many. I think, you know, it got spread out. You know, if it was one guy, we'd just make a switch.
Right.
You know, and I just think it's just a matter of everybody, you know, make one less error and we move on.
I mean, look at the slant. I mean, the slants just cut you to death yesterday. I mean, they killed you with the slant plays.
Yeah, a couple of them were designed throws. You know, what you're seeing now, and we completed a couple of them. You know, those are basically run calls with what we
right.
all referred to as RPOs.
Right.
So when you overplay the run, then you undress the slant. And so it's a challenge for the defender. And, you know, obviously the eye candy of stopping the run for the inside part of the defense. And everybody runs them. And, you know, they have a chance to, you know, gain a few yards and then certainly move the chains. And, you know, I think that's sort of what happened. And then the challenge is if they complete them, you got to get them tackled. And then you move on. And so those are all areas we can get better.
I mean, they might be really good. They look like they have their offensive line back this year. They obviously have talent. There's no question. The quarterback played well. He didn't get a lot of pressure on him yesterday. But you made them look like all world yesterday. I don't know if they're as good as all that yesterday, because they really looked spectacular. They put up 35 points at almost 500 yards in three quarters. That was a heck of a performance.
No, they did. They did a good job. A good team, played well, and they got us.
Are you looking at week two from a standpoint of defense, of just getting the young guys acclimated? Are you planning anything different? I mean, are you planning any changes as far as personnel, or is it just getting everybody up to speed and trying to get the unit more to get used to each other?
Well, I think, you know, all of what you mentioned, all of the above, you know, I think we got to get the guys that are going to be in there to play better. You know, there's a decent chance there could be, you know, a couple of changes on, you know, guys, but we're going through that right now. We're finishing up the evaluation of that game and getting ready to play Buffalo.
Did you see anything positive from the defensive standpoint yesterday? Anything that you liked?
Well, I thought for the most part, and again,
played, you know, the
run okay, throwing the ball, but I thought for the most part we did a better job of addressing our gaps in the run game.
I would agree.
And I think that was a positive, and that's something certainly to build on. You know, they had one run that split out for the touchdown. It was a short, you know, 10-yard deal. But I thought, you know, from that standpoint, we can build on that a little bit. Certainly when they choose to throw the ball, though, we got to do a better job stopping them.
Yeah, I mean, yesterday they had a lot of time. I mean, we knew pass rush was going to be a problem, and also how much you're going to be able to put on your secondary if you want a blitz. I mean, that's always a fine line you got to walk there. Should we expect a lot of blitzing and a lot of putting a lot of pressure on the secondary, or do you have to do less of that?
I think it's always a combination. You know, you certainly want to just be able to play some form of zone and rush four. You know, there's times when you want to do that, but then certainly pressure is the way to go, and we just got to pick our spots. You know, we got to mix it up. We got to just do a better job.
Before the half, you weren't looking for pass interference in the end zone, were you?
Well,
you're not going to get it on a Hail Mary. You know that.
Well, you know, I wanted them. Listen, I was aware of the fact they couldn't challenge it, but I wanted to get the Walt's attention because, you know, when I looked at it, I saw their number 25, you know, do something to our number 12.
Right.
And I wanted to bring it to their attention because, as we all know, inside of 2 minutes, that's being looked at
by them.
By them.
Right.
And in the event it was pass interference, we get the ball at the one.
Right. But then, you know, the odds on a Hail Mary or calling pass interference are very remote.
I do, but I also was, you know, I wanted to bring it to the attention that, you know, this is something we got to look at. And listen, I understand it. That's why we as coaches, you know, don't have the ability to challenge within 2 minutes. We all know that.
No,
I just want, you know, I just, with that, I thought Eli dropped a nice ball in there. We had guys in position, and I just wanted to make sure that it was getting looked at properly.
We're talking with Pat Shurmur, of course, the Giant head coach. As the Giants had a tough opener in Dallas, they get the Bills in week number two. I'm sure you don't want to spend a lot of time the fact that you put Daniel Jones in for four plays. You knew when you put him in, you'd get questions about it. Where is that something you expect to do more of, or is it just because the score was lopsided? If you get to that, you might put him in the game.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to go into the hypotheticals of that. I felt like that was the right thing to do there. I think along the way, if the young man can get some experience, I think it's a good thing, you know, and I think he learned some things by being in there. But that's just the way that game played out. I'm looking forward to us winning games and Eli playing well throughout. And, you know, then it's like anything. You just sort of react to what happens.
Listen, I thought your passing game yesterday showed plenty of promise. I mean, you had open receivers. You moved the ball well. You got good pass protection last year. There, you did not. You did this year. Eli had time. I mean, you, like I said, you moved the ball well enough to score a lot more points than you did. I thought there was a lot of positive things in the pass game. Clearly, Ingram's a big positive in the passing game. So I didn't think I thought your wide receivers played pretty well. I didn't think that was an issue. It'd be better when you get Tate, who's a polished guy, back. But sure. I thought overall your receivers played okay.
Well, I mean, you certainly don't talk about the good things publicly when you don't win the game, but, you know, you're trying to build on the things you're doing.
No, I thought the offense was okay yesterday. I thought the offense looked pretty good. I thought Barkley, when he touched it, was good. I thought Ingram was very good. I thought the wide receivers, I mean, Shepard dropped the ball. He should have caught in the end zone, but other than that, I thought the wide receivers played pretty well.
Yeah, well, we'll just keep building on that as well, Mike.
Didn't you think so?
Yeah, I thought we did some good things. There's certainly areas there. We were not good enough on third down.
Right, I agree with that. I agree with that.
And that's sort of a team offensive thing, and that's something that we've addressed, and we'll get better. And, again, if it was one guy, we'd make a switch, but, you know, there was enough there to spread around.
And you had to be very happy with your offensive line, I think, which looks like it could be go from being an issue in past years to being a strength this year.
Well, I feel like we've made some changes, and I think some of the guys have developed. And there were some good things there, and, you know, but – you know, we gotta pressure ourselves to be better, and we gotta put the ball in the end zone.
That's true, no question. I mean, you gotta convert third downs, and you gotta get the ball in the end zone without any question. But the bigger issues yesterday were clearly on the other side of the ball. I mean, you know, and that's kind of an unknown unit for us. I think the fans and everybody have a very good feel for the offense. They know everybody. They kind of, you know, they can follow it. They know what guys are there. The defense, we haven't seen much as a unit. You know, we haven't seen the kids yet. So it was hard to tell. We were looking what we were going to see. Now, to judge them on 1 week is not fair, but their opening rehearsal wasn't a great one.
We need to be we need to play better there. And I got confidence that we're going to do the things we need to do to put a better performance on the field against Buffalo.
You feel like you have enough people in personnel? Are your youngsters ready to play at that type of level, a winning level in the secondary and stuff? You're playing a lot of kids.
Yeah, I do. You know, and again, we've seen it. We've seen it on, you know, isolated ways. They just, you know, and again, it's the first time they're doing it. You know, they're very talented guys. They're here for a reason. And, I look forward to seeing what they're going to do against Buffalo.
All right, so after 1 week, you wouldn't. I mean, I'm sure you're not happy, but you're not downtrodden yet after 1 week, right? I mean,
listen, we're 0-1, and you know we're going to do what we can to get to 1-1, and
right.
I think that's sort of where we're at. Guys asked me earlier. I've been on teams where you lost the first game and we're in the playoffs, and then I've been on teams where you won the first one and you know you had a so-so year. So, you know, I think it's how we respond to this. And, you know, I think it's going to be very important for us to get back to work here and do the things we need to do to beat Buffalo.
All right, Pat, thanks very much. I'll talk to you next week. Thank you. Good luck.
We'll talk, buddy.
All right. It is 1 week. Let me first do this, the Pat Shurmur Report, brought to you by Toyota. Dear driver, hurry in and save Toyota. Let's go places. We'll come back and get things going with the Giants and the Jets right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.